on today's show. One Wheel Superman himself joins us to talk about the story of the year. I am just incredibly impressed the more and more I looked into this story. I've been talking to him. His name is Corey Bain. I probably screwed that one up because I've been doing it four times. I'm already blown up. Belly and I have been watching video after video of what this dude did on a one wheel. You have no idea. Just strap it on, folks, and enjoy the new intro. TTR Studios, this is the voice of One Wheel.
What's up, everybody? This is JB from One Wheel with me.
I'm Amanda Thompson with the New England One Wheel Network.
This is Jeff McCosker from The Float Life.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
This is Chris Richardson with TTR Studios, and you're listening to
The Voice.
Hey there, this is Rachel Cecil, freestyle champion at Float Life S2, and you're listening to The Voice of One Wheel.
Folks, let's do the damn thing. We got a big show for you today. I am, of course, joined by Belly Matt LaBelle. How are you, my friend?
Good. Let's rock and roll. Don Palamas.
We are excited to do this. Look at Belly's face right now. He's like, what is going on? What is this new intro? It was exciting. We had
some
fun.
Very good. Very good.
Thanks, man. I like doing those. It's a lot of fun to do those with you. So thank you guys for hanging out with us. On another Voice of One Wheel, this is a wonderful Tuesday morning, 11 a.m. Eastern. I am not going to waste any more time. Yes, that is a little... Look, dude.
There is
I'll
a
play
voice
it for you
there,
again. There's another voice in
voice
there.
Voice of One Wheel, right?
Yeah.
All right, I'm not crazy. Good.
What's up, everybody? This is JB from One Wheel.
I'll play it for you guys later. But I don't want to waste any more time getting to the story. We have a guest on the line. He's waiting very patiently. But before we get to him, we want to show the video on the news that happened about him. And first of all, just to preface this, can I just say the other dude in this video talking about our guest, just I'm dying laughing. Belly, show him the video. This is great.
Struck a man in the street and left him for dead.
Yeah, but that driver did not get far. Police say this is the man who was behind the wheel. Local 10's Leanne Mori Hong joins us live from Miami to explain how he was caught. Leanne.
You know, they say not all heroes wear capes. Well, in this case, one of them owns a vape shop and the other one likes to skate.
Chaos after a car plows into a man walking on a Wynwood sidewalk. The victim left motionless, the driver speeding away.
It was crazy.
Sean Alarcon owns Wynwood's Glass and Vape. Its front door just steps from the crash site.
We saw the guy there laying there lifeless on the floor, and this guy taking off in the white Corolla like nothing ever happened.
It was bad.
Corey Bainey saw it too.
Look, Corey's the fastest skateboarder I've ever seen in my life.
That's because his one-wheel electric skateboard can hit speeds of 25 miles per hour. He was out riding it Sunday night when he witnessed the crash. The site sent the same thought running through both of their heads.
Bro, like, what if he got away?
I decided that I'd go ahead and see if I could catch the guy who'd done it.
Two complete strangers suddenly teamed up for their mission to follow that car.
I seen a dude on a skateboard bust a right there at the light on 29th Street.
I identified the car immediately. You know, I'd seen the license plate, had it in my head.
So I pulled up my car, we boxed him in, and the guy with the skateboard comes up like a G and just bust out the window with the skateboard.
I reached in, opened the door, and took him out of the car. He helped me get the guy down to the ground. At that point, I just put both of my knees right into his arms and held him there until the police arrived.
Miami police arrested 24-year-old Jose Contreras.
And once the cops came and he was in the back seat, then he started screaming, it wasn't him, this isn't that. He started getting brave because he knew the cops weren't going to whoop him like we was.
Well, I mean, I don't know what to say, folks, other than let's get him on the line himself. I mean, the story from Corey Bainey, thank you very much. That is his name. We're excited to talk to him now. Great job, Belly, getting all that through. Corey, what's up, man?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Oh, my God, thank you. There's the volume. For some reason, when we play volume, when we play videos through YouTube on our computer, we have every single volume we have up. I know that was probably a little bit low for the Social Media Lounge. Good morning, Social Media Lounge. We hope you're having a wonderful time. Today, we are serving cans of whoop-ass, brought to you by Corey. What, dude? How in the world do you find yourself in these situations more than once? It's not even your first time.
You know, I don't know if the word serendipity, bad luck, or just circumstance. You know, I obviously make a lot of miles on the one wheel and in my car, just for the work that I do. So, you know, I guess, between my leisure activities and, hey, Miami's a crazy city. If you want to find a place where you get, you know, a lot of these sort of opportunities, probably a pretty good shot.
A lot of stuff going on in Miami, obviously. But how funny is the dude talking about you, the guy that owns the vape shop? That guy kills me.
Yeah, you know, I never had met Sean before this happened. But, you know, after it happened that evening, I went back to, you know, say thank you to him and all of that. And, you know, instantly I like the guy, of course. He's just a really personable guy.
Doesn't everybody want to smoke
really
a vape?
Dude, you know, I mean, obviously.
With him?
He left his shop open. Literally not an employee there, nothing like that. Leaves his shop open, runs around the building, jumps in his car, and goes and takes off after this guy, right? Wow. So, you know, I mean, in all honesty, I had to go by and thank him because he definitely made it a lot easier to get the guy to the ground and control him. You know, absolutely kept me from having to hurt the guy to get him down because he was not happy about that idea.
Like a G.
Throwing right, like skateboard.
And so then, you know, of course, I watched the video after that and I'm just like, this guy's incredible. You know, I mean, he's amazing.
I was dying laughing. Just I'm trying to have mute my coughs because when I was watching it the first time, first of all, my jaw dropped because I'm just listening to this story. I was reading your posts about it. And I was just like, oh, wow, that seems like a crazy story. But you know how you kind of read things in pieces. That was the first time I ever saw the whole full recap in 2 minutes of look what just happened. And just hearing that guy comment on it. We have another video that we're going to show you eventually. Belly's got a lot of work to do, so we appreciate him here. Thanks, as always, man. You do a great job. And we'll pull that up in a few. We're going to have Corey walk us through a play-by-play of the time this has happened previously this year.
This has happened. I can't believe it's happened. Now, did you put the windshield through? Is that that's what
did
I'm
you break
about.
The? No. He broke. Did you bust the? What did you do? You bust the windshield with the one wheel?
So okay. So the windshield of the car was actually broken by the guy. That was where he'd impacted it, and that was where the head injuries came from his head hit the top of the car. So that was the initial impact, which threw him forward about 10 feet, 15 feet, something like that. Pretty good distance. And the guy, of course, then proceeded to run him over. And that was when he hit the sign and everything else. So
wait, so can you, because I would like for, I mean, if you can you walk us through what exactly you saw from the beginning?
Sure. So, you know, from the beginning, me and my girlfriend had just turned on to Miami Avenue where this happened. And this is not the best street to be on. So I was actually just about to kind of complain at her that she'd turned that way. I was like, this is not the way to be going. And just as soon as I start to really kind of say that, up ahead, about a block and a half, 2 blocks ahead, you know, hear a big noise of the sign. That was at the point that the sign hit the ground. And of course, there was probably a small thump before that of the car hitting the guy. I didn't really register, but the sound of that sign going down and hitting the ground, it was really loud. My girlfriend, in fact, thought it was a gunshot. So she spent most of this incident believing that I just chased a guy down with a gun. She was not happy about that.
Well, now is she on a one wheel as well?
No, she was on her bike. She refuses to touch the thing. I'm not. I keep trying.
So time out. Because you know she's going to watch this video back. Social Media Lounge right now. Sidebar. Tell her in the comment section right there.
Everybody.
Why she needs to get on a one wheel. Talk to her in the comments. I need it. All right. Now, with that being said, so you hear the sign. But did you just like take off and she stays behind or did she come with you?
At that point. Yeah, basically what happened was I turned to her and I said, honey, call 911. You know, I'm going to go help. And of course, at that point, the screaming had started, which you hear right after the sign hits the ground. The young girl that was there, the wife, I'm not sure which one of them it was, but screamed. And it was obviously very distraught scream.
Yeah, so it was blood.
At that point, I knew, you know, at first my reaction was I thought the guy had just ran up on the curb and hit the sign. And I'm like, OK, drunk driver. Yeah, whatever. You know, what an idiot. But then, of course, when the screaming started, I knew that, you know, things had just went very badly. So at that point, I just turned to the girlfriend and said, dial 911. I'm going to go help. And of course, as I start rolling up there, you know, the video that you played, that's where that kicks in.
So is that, so you're saying that it was a couple, a man and a woman walking and the man got clipped, but the wife is the one that screamed.
So it was a father with a young daughter and his wife.
Oh, man. Yes. Holy.
Scary.
So what did this guy do? Did you see him swerve up on the sidewalk? Was he drunk? What's the deal?
You know, my read on that's maybe pills, but I mean, who knows?
I mean, it's speculation.
Bag of pot in the car, but this guy was pretty spaced out. I don't think he was drunk. Maybe it was a combination of things. It just wasn't working out for him. You know, I just really don't know, but he definitely wasn't all there.
Well, I mean, it's funny that, what was the guy's name? Hector, the guy, the vape shop guy.
Sean,
that's right. Sean, was saying it was funny. It was like, he only started talking once the police showed up, but when the police showed up, he started saying, nah, it wasn't me. Yeah. Is that the case?
That's absolutely the case. And then, you know, in fact, while I'm holding the guy down, Sean's there. He's like, dude, I'm going to just get. I'm like, dude, you can't do it, bro. There's like 15 cameras on us, and this is definitely, I've got him down. You just go ahead and hold that kick there, man.
Have you taken people down before? Do you know how to accost someone? Like, I mean, I don't know if I put my knees on someone that it would do anything.
This one's not on video, but it's from about 10 years ago. This is, in fact, the second time I've physically ran down a hit-and-run driver. This was in Albuquerque, you know, literally a decade ago, but saw a pretty bad one and four young kids bail out of a car and go off running. So I just took off and grabbed one of them. That was not a jog I enjoyed, but you know, so that time I was a little bit angry and, you know, a little bit let my emotions get the best of me and, you know, controlling the guy. I didn't really hurt him, but did a little more than I needed to. you know, this time I'm pretty proud of the fact that I kept everything in check and controlled the situation like it should have been controlled without anybody going further than they needed to.
Let's put it this way. When I was playing middle infield growing up playing baseball, high school baseball, 15 years old, my coach told me that if a guy comes in, you're turning double play, and he comes in low and tries to take out your ankles, you fall on purpose and you land with your elbow in his chest. No, you don't have to, but boy, he won't do that again.
Teach him a lesson.
You teach him a lesson. Maybe you gave him a little bit more sugar than he needed, but he won't do it again.
Well, that's the right mentality to take.
Yeah, unfortunately, in today's world, the liability of going and doing the right thing is sometimes too high. So
do you worry about that being Superman? I mean, because seriously, this isn't the first time he's done this. Do you want to walk us?
You know, I just should have accidentally dropped the board on him. Although I will say, whenever I took it, so everybody, there's been a bit of a misconception here. Some people say I broke the windshield. Some people, you know, whatever. The real story, in fact, is that I put it through the driver's side window. So he had the door locked and the window up. Just was not complying. So I actually put the board, you know, grabbed the board by the fender and the tail of the board and just stuffed it right through the driver's side window. Went through really easily. And I can't be sure, but I'm certain he at least got a face full of broken glass and he may have gotten a little bit of a board tail in his nose. So.
So I was just pumping to Belly. Belly, what is today's segment brought to you by?
Today's episode is brought to you by One Wheel, not only for your riding pleasure, but also to stop any kind of criminal getting through. It can break windows, doors, who knows?
It can beat some ass!
Everything. It's today's One Wheel All's Knife, All Swiss Army Knife, brought to you today for the voice
of
You know,
now I need to make a video of it actually taking out a door lock, right? Somebody's got to do this.
Busting open
locks?
If
not me, somebody. This has got to be done.
Now, here's the tell-all, because this is what I want to know. Does it still work after busting through a window and stopping a crime?
I don't know that it put a scratch on it.
There you go.
Touchdown. Heck all right. So let's do this. If we can, first of all, thank you for... I guess your service or really just being a good Samaritan. I mean, do you worry about any kind of liabilities? Because nowadays you choose to be a good Samaritan and you do it the wrong way. You can actually be liable yourself. So how does that go through your head?
You know, it's calculated risk, right? At the end of the day, I have to wake up and look at myself in the mirror. So that's number one. And, you know, really at the end of the day, as long as I can calculate pretty quick in my head. I know where the law lies and I know where, you know, the line is drawn between legal and illegal and okay and not okay. So with that being said, I can do a pretty quick assessment and try to just, you know, keep the emotions in check. It's really hard whenever, you know, I mean, whenever I drove by the family, if I made the decision to actually go after the guy, you know, my first intent was to stop and help the guy. I didn't really, you know, intend to go after this guy. But when I got there, you know, the guy was taking off. And just as I drive by, the little girl is screaming, "No, Daddy, no."
Oh, man.
No. It's pretty hard not to hurt the guy, man. You know? Pretty hard not
to. Wow. I would imagine it's even harder not to do anything, right? I feel like there's a fight complex that just, something kicks in. Remember when we did the show on Lucha Dog in the morning? I don't want to say too much because I know some kids might watch this show, but the guy who was having some me time outside of our pool to some of the women who were... our pool was surrounded by woods, and we pulled up on our one wheels. We've told this story before. As soon as we pulled up, our neighbors were like, "Yo, that dude's having me time in the woods," and it was weird. I took off. What am I gonna do? What am I gonna do? But you're right. Like something happens in you, and it's like, well, I've got a device. Let's move. Boom, and you're gone.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's and sometimes the right call is obviously just to go the other direction. You know, you shouldn't always run towards the gunshots, right? But sometimes that's the right way to go.
Nothing from the social. I haven't been looking too much. Sorry, social media lunch. I've been Googling something else. I was just looking for an update on if you possibly had an update on the status of the poor victim of the hit and run.
So I've spoken with his family, and I don't want to say too much, but he's looking at a pretty long road recovery, something up to maybe a year in the hospital.
It's very unfortunate.
Now, who's paying those bills?
Yeah, well, he was the sole breadwinner for his family. So the answer is that everybody's kind of hoping this guy had good insurance, but this is Miami. One of the steadfast rules in Florida, especially South Florida, is don't count on them to have good insurance.
I have Googled hit and run in Miami, and it's like an article every day.
Yeah, and people get killed. The sad thing is, and even speaking to the police officers that evening, you know, they were just very clear. They're like, most of these people don't get caught. You know, most of these people get away and they're gone.
Well, we're glad you caught Warren.
Can we help this family? Like, can we do something? Can we start a crowd fundraiser or something for them? I mean, I feel like, I mean, if anybody's going to help, it should be us.
Let me tell you a little bit about that. I'd actually like to make a quick plug here. One of my local friends here, Fernando Plata, owns Big Cypress Distilling. I spent yesterday out visiting him, checking out some of his new work, which is impressive stuff. He's making, you know, Hell's Bay rum, which is a dry rum. It's really good. Tastes more like a whiskey than rum in some ways. And he also makes a really nice gin and a few other things. Well, visited with him yesterday. He was kind enough to gift me with a half a case of signed bottles for charity. And I work with a charity called the Angel Share. And anybody who wants to be invited, if you're a whiskey drinker or a spirits drinker in general even, what we do is people will donate bottles for a cause. And then you go make a donation via GoFundMe or any of the regular charity sites that may be brought up on this. And all this will be a GoFundMe because that's what his family has set up. You make the donation, take a screenshot, and for every $10 you donate, you get a little raffle entry for the bottles. That's cool. We do this, and we've raised a lot of money. Another friend of mine runs the place, Jason. And I believe the number is well over $100,000 this year for charity.
Oh,
very good.
Okay.
So it's a group I'm honored to be a part of. And in fact, I've gotten their agreement and they're going to back me on this one. So we're going to be doing that. Any of the community here, One Wheel, that wants to be a part of that, just message me and I'll be glad to add you to our secret little group.
All right. Very cool.
Wow. I mean, that's what it's about. I mean, really great job, first of all, on all ends of what this, I mean, you know, taking action and physically and financially helping them out. So one more time, just repeat it for anybody who wants to go. Where can they find it? Where do they go?
So it's going to be on GoFundMe, and there is a link. I'll post it in the groups on Facebook again today, just for everybody's convenience.
We'll put it in the...
There's a Help Eric's Family GoFundMe, and it's just on GoFundMe. And again, I'm going to post a bit more about this as soon as I get the charity auction set up, and I'd love for the community to join us on this. It's some really good rum, and well, it's for an awesome cause.
Get drunk, help somebody out. I'm down.
Exactly. It's my favorite things.
Social Media Labs, can we give him a round of applause? Fantastic, yeah. John. No, we're not going to let him go yet because we want to walk him through. If we can do the play-by-play, we are going to have to, I guess, press play together. So, because you're not looking at our screen right now. I didn't set that up this morning. That's one thing we didn't
do.
So what we'll do is, do you have it up? The one that is...
You know, I'm going to have to find my phone just a second. Let me get that up real quickly.
Okay, take your time.
I'm going to have to find the one I sent you just a second. So sorry, guys.
No worries at all. No worries.
Fortunately,
at all.
I think I have this pretty close by, so.
So let's do this. We've got.
Here we go. I've got it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Got it up now.
Can I just say, good. Like, I called him. I said, hey, do you want to do the show? He's like, yeah, hell yeah. And he's like, by the way, I've got a microphone and a voice for radio, and we can do this and this. And I'm just like, yes, dude. I love this guy. Thank you, man. I
use the term face for radio, though. I'm just going to point that out.
Oh, that's true. That's true. He wasn't trying to blow smoke up his own butt. He was actually trying to laugh at himself, which is funny. All right, let's do this. So do you have it up in front of you? Right now we are looking at a van. We are at 0 seconds. We're looking at the back of a van.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to switch it over, I guess. Let's do the transition for you all over this. Belly's all over. Why would I even question it? All right, so we're going to go 3, 2, 1, play. Ready? We'll go 3, 2, 1, play. Corey, walk us through what's happening right now.
Okay, wait, hold on a second. Sorry, guys. Are we looking at the one
that's hit and run? What are we doing here?
Sorry, is this the one that you played earlier, the news clip? Or
No. This is the hit and run, the 1-0.
Sorry, guys. Let me pull that up.
That's
let me
okay.
pull that right up.
All
guys.
Good. We're going to do the one that's 1:02. Billy, can you take it back to the very beginning, and then you both have to press play.
Well,
same time.
I thought you were just explaining that we were doing
3, 2, 1
play.
This is like
not
the race.
Actually doing
this
it.
This is like all the race all over again, Belly.
No. All right. I go on Ready Go, not Ready Set Go.
All right, Corey, you ready? Hold on. We're going to say 3, 2, 1, go. Ready? Here we go. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go. All right. Let's walk us through. What's happening?
So what we're looking at here is just me stopping for some traffic. Look in the left-hand lane up there where that vehicle's turning, and you're going to see a van come across and hit a car right here. Now, so I saw that, and so I turn in, and I'm going to use my car to block up as much of the lane as I can. I'm trying to basically block the guy in, get him stopped up. And of course, he slides right by putting his tire on the curbs and just kind of grinding his rims off as he goes. So, nice little three-point turn here. I get it turned around and just nail it after the guy. And so, of course, at this point, as soon as I turn the corner behind him, I pull out my cell phone and just call 911 on this guy. Obviously, nobody was really greatly injured in this accident. So it wasn't possible for me to do a, you know, full felony stop.
Now, Corey, this audio is going to come up. I'm going to have to cut. And actually, Belly, can you just go ahead and pause it right there if you don't mind? Very nicely done. Awesome. We've got that out of there. We didn't want to play the beginning of the 911 call. So very good job on all fronts, Corey and Belly. Great job production wise. Dude, I mean, like I said, you're a magnet because I think the world knows that you can help. So it's just causing all of these problems in front of you so that you could just help us out.
Hey, if that's what it is, I'm in.
I like it.
He is the best. Dude, thank you so much for joining us today. Corey Bainey, that's how you say his name. Corey, I'm sorry for butchering every single way possible to say your last name. You're the best. Thank you for joining us. And what would you like to leave the people with? Say goodbye, my friend.
Thank you, guys. And yeah, brah.
Yeah, brah. We'll be back after this. Take a quick break and see you on the other side. It's the voice of One Wheel from TTR Studio. This is how we floating.
This is how we floating. This is how we floating. La 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 la. This is how we floating. This is how we floating.
This is how we floating. It's Friday night and I feel alright. We floating here on the west side, so I reach for my helmet and I strap it up. As the film crew grabs the cam from my truck, hit the shore cause we faded. Looch in the street saying strap it on, baby. It feels so good in my hood tonight. And the float queens cruising, the fat dads fly high. All the people waving and laughing there as we float by. You gotta get your car on before you go get paid. So tip off your front and throw your hands up and let me hear the party say. I'm kinda buzzed and it's all because
this is how we're floating.
Floatopia does it like nobody does.
This is how we're floating.
To all my neighbors, you got much flavor.
This is how we're floating.
Let's flip it back, jump on the pump track.
This is how we're floating.
This is how we floating. It's the only way we know. The every and everywhere we go. If you're an OG owner or a wannabe dot pro.
You see, the hood's been good to me right now. Never since I dropped the close to G's. Feeling like a big G, worth every penny, baby. 1,000 miles in, y'all.
You were from where I'm from, then you know that I gotta get mine on a big grass slope. And you can get yours on the blacktop.
Whatever it is, the party's underway. So tip up your front and throw your hands up and let me hear the party say.
I'm kind of buzzed and it's all because
this is how we're floating.
Floatville does it like nobody
does. This is how we're floating.
Those rainbows have got much flavor.
This is how we're floating.
Let's bring it back to the pump track.
This is how we're floating.
I'm kind of buzzed, it's all because
this is how we're floating.
Flowin' it does it like nobody does.
This is how we're floating.
NYC to PCA.
This is how we're floating.
I'll never come back to the old pump track.
This is how we're floating.
Once upon a time back in 04, Future Motion just got going and the board was slow. All they said was that it couldn't be done, but then the people thought the board that they made was good. They lived as a dreamer and his name was Kyle. And then in 2013 it came with style. Him and the Future Motion gonna make some cash, go and sell a million boards that can totally thrash.
Oh, a buzz knock, it's all because
this is how we floating.
Santa Cruz does it like nobody does.
This is how we floating. To all my neighbors, you got much flavor.
This is how we floating.
I'll never come whack on all the puff tracks.
This is how we're floating.
I'm kind of buzzing, it's all because
this is how we floating.
Sounds crazy, sounding like nobody knows.
This is how we floating.
Woo, we did it.
Yeah, we did it.
Oh, that's right. Woo! That's it. That's it. Gold platinum track. Sign up now.
Welcome back, folks.
Yes.
Oh, man.
That's your third
job.
Hit on the One Wheel parody album.
Third.
Third hit.
Man.
We've got three hits now. Tire pressure.
Check your pressure. Boom,
yep.
Boom, boom, boom. Man, that's right.
You got float 5,000 miles.
We didn't know. No, but we never did that. We have to do that one. Then.
We did that one.
Did we do float 5,000 miles?
People know. People know.
The people know.
We did that one.
That one was Belly's idea. Literally, the backstory on that is we make the weirdest noises in Studio A. Okay? Walking around throughout the day, just weird noises, which is actually kind of funny. I do it on the one wheel too. You guys ever have your noise canceling headphones on and you're just singing, you're jamming tunes? And then you realize that all the world can hear just you singing a cappella because I can't hear the tunes in your head. As you float by, you're just going, this is how it floated. I mean, it's just the best. And that's what's happening at 100% time of the day here at TTR Studios within these walls. So, I mean, I tried to capture Belly inside cleaning his room yesterday, singing My Way by Frank Sinatra. Can we get a little bit of that?
I mean,
can I get the chorus?
I've seen it. And now the end is near, and so I face.
I'm just playing video games.
My final curtain.
And this is coming out of his room.
Yeah.
But like when it gets to the chorus, I mean, just like everybody, he's like, I did it.
There's actually, if you are friends with me on Facebook and you go to my videos, I actually sang that song on the last day I was editor in chief, because when I was editor in chief, I sang in the production room all the time. Gonna keep spirits up as we're there till 2 a.m. every Monday night. And one of the things we did was we created this video where we did me singing My Way at the last day of production for the newspaper.
I need this video. Is it up? Do we have it?
Can
we get
it?
Oh, we're gonna need to find that. We can't do that today, can we? Is that even possible?
Anything's possible.
Oh boy.
As we see with the One Wheel group, anything is possible.
Before you do that,
all come together and do some work.
Before you do that, can we get some comments piped in from
the
social media?
This should be the next challenge. Make up a floating song.
That's a good idea.
Get it, Belly. Looch locking it down. Sunglasses inside, an absolute madman.
It looks good on him, though. He was like, do you
Belly
want some?
Sure can sing.
Belly, you can. That's what I was trying to say. I used to do a little producing, like trying to get singers to sing their best. And that's hard because we were in the studio yesterday trying to pull that out. And it's not easy to sing with your friends and to have one of your friends be like, hey, man, get it. Like, really get into it. Like, you know, yeah. I feel like you can do better. And he's looking at me like, I'm not good at singing. And I'm like, yes, you are. And I think everybody can agree.
My mom says I'm a good singer.
Yes, he is.
I'm a fairly, I would say I'm a medium to mid-range singer.
You got good pipes. And I think it was really funny because I was just walking around the studio just singing random shit that I usually do. He sings My Way, whatever. And I was just walking around one day and I just sang, this is how we do it.
By the way, the hat was cutting off the circulation of my brain.
I bet it was. Immediately, as I sang that from the kitchen, Belly just goes, that's it. This is how we're floating. And within 2 hours,
that's
he had
happens.
All the lyrics written. He didn't stop. For the next 2 hours, he's posted up on the very comfy recliner that we have out there in the green room.
Yeah.
And he just laptop, he had the song in his ear and just banged out all those lyrics. I didn't write one of them.
Yeah. No, you helped me on a couple lines.
I mean, I helped with...
Because there's a couple lines in there I needed help on, but a lot of it I brought in myself,
that was all
which
you, man.
Was nice.
And I was fun to do, so thanks for putting that in there. I get on Belly sometimes. I'm like, man, you have more to offer, I think, than you realize.
Next parody song I'm already working on, folks. Don't
okay. And I don't know how he does it, because the kid wakes up 10 minutes before the show, and he's locked in. I mean, look...
I've been actually waking up on... I was actually waking up on and off for like the last 2 hours, but just going back to sleep because it's nice and dark and cold
it's
in my room.
It's so great. How great is it to just ooh, chill in the cold right now in the mornings?
Ooh.
It's tough because I like to one wheel.
I might go
get
back
my...
in there.
We'll do the show from your room. I like to get a cup of coffee in the morning on my one wheel. I know that it's a waste of money instead of buying, you know, making coffee myself. But something about starting my day on a one wheel is just the best thing possible. It's the best way to start the day. I love it more than anything, and it's been so spoiling to be able to not have to put on any jackets or anything extra to just walk outside in the morning. Now it's getting a little bit colder, And I'll still do it. I don't care. I'll wear my pants jackets, which I is what I call my snowboard pants. I'm my pants jacket. I put my real jacket. I get my hat and I get my balaclava and I go and I get down and I get my coffee and everybody looks at me like I'm crazy. But let me tell you something. That's a great way to start the day. Fantastic way to start the day. So here's what we're going to do. We would like to, if we can, don't tell me you have it.
I have two videos on here.
Oh my God.
One is me sleep fighting from a day I recorded.
It's 23 seconds. Let's just play it. Let's just do it. I don't even care what it is. Let's just do it.
One of these videos is a video. So I, from time to time, record myself to sleep so that I can hear my sleep apnea, how bad it is.
Wait, what?
And if I have, like, I have a case of sleep apnea because I'm an overweight individual. I'm a little heavier in the chest.
Are you?
Yeah, you know, I didn't earn the name Belly for no reason. But
it has to do with your last
name.
One day
during a video recording of me sleeping, this happened. So if you ever thought I was Ron Swanson before.
Oh, God.
This happened to me while sleeping one day. Or this I did while sleeping.
What is that? Is that your... Okay, okay. It's head. He's laying right to left. Oh, my God. Elbows. Keep it going. What are you doing?
I won that fight, I think. I like to think I won it.
Buddy, what are you doing?
I'm fighting. Obviously. I sleep fight. So if you didn't know that about me before, you do now.
What if you had someone in the bed?
They lost. The other thing was this. This is me with my staff at the time.
Okay.
Doing the...
Oh, wow. Transition. Oh, wow.
Yep, my wonderful staff. This is back in 2010. Oh, they didn't even see my video. Didn't want to play. This is a long one.
Yeah, we probably won't do the whole thing of this, but just I just want a taste. And it's Facebook knows.
Facebook knows.
All right, that's fine. We'll put that up as a bonus edit, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
All right, let's do that. We'll do that on the bonus edit for the Patreon. Thank you to everybody.
Although, if you're friends
with
me on Facebook, you can find it anytime you want.
That's true. So either friend Belly or obviously join our Patreon, which we appreciate everybody doing and helping support us with what we do here at TTR Studios. It's patreon.com/TTR Studios LLC. Thank you, thank you, thank you, 1,000 times thank you. Let's play something from Float Life Fest taken by Chris Richardson, an interview with Lance Kasdan. And I think, are there other people in this as well?
I don't know.
This is raw. This is straight from Chris Richardson. We appreciate all the work that he did sending us some of this stuff from Float Life Fest. We're just going to continue each week to play more stuff from Float. There's too much to play at once. And I feel like if we play it all at once, it's all just going to get lost in the mix. So to continue the stoke, we're just going to do at least one thing from Float Life Fest every week. This will be our break instead of pumping marinade ads. I know marinade is delicious, and I know you guys all want some, but I also realize that most of you don't live in L.A. So I'll give you a break on marinade. Just this week, we will play something from Chris Richardson. Belly, go ahead and fire that up. We'll be back after this.
Float Life Fest, right?
Yes, sir. And you, baby.
I was here last year.
Steezing up the joint, as usual.
And now this man was the first winner of the... What is it? Best modified. Custom board, most modified. They had a contest for the coolest modified
board. Dirty now.
And here it is.
That thing is dirty.
Look at this beast.
Oh, that's what it is.
Look at that. Look at this. Look at this. Steampunk style. That's Lance Kasdan's board. Better. Where'd you come from? Where do you live?
We are in, we're right in Severna Park, Maryland.
Maryland. Like
between Annapolis and Baltimore.
How long did it take to get here?
Buddy, it was 9 hours.
9 hours. Worth it?
Into Michael.
Is it worth it?
Dude, you kidding me? Hanging out with folks like you.
What are you looking forward to the most? What are you looking forward to?
You know, just hanging out, making new friends, and, you know, participating in an event like this. It just fills you up with freaking stoke.
It sure does, man. Doesn't it? It's so awesome.
Oh, my God.
So much fun. And we're just getting started. This isn't even like the beginning. This is like the beginning of the beginning.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
This is just clinics and... And look at this. People are gathering outside. The weather's clearing up. The weather's getting nice. All these riders. Look at this. This is great.
Starting to come to us here.
Yeah.
So the gods are looking out for us here at Float Life Fest.
Yep.
Thank God.
We miss you guys. Sorry you couldn't make it. But, you know, Voice of One Wheel, we're here. We'll be here all weekend. I'll keep uploading these clips. I'll try to keep you guys posted. Adam Luch is going to keep posting these, hopefully, so you guys can see them. I'm dumping them to Dropbox. I'm going to keep filming them. I'm going to keep dumping them and keep you guys updated, let you know what's going on. Now everybody's kind of winding down. We're kind of worn out. People are hitting the beers. People are chilling. Yeah. People are smoking a little bit.
Yeah,
we're having
a salad bar.
Christmas trees, Chris. Christmas trees.
got some good stuff. And, here's Brandy Michael Spence putting together his freshie. Look at this. Fresh Hoosier. Still got the little nugs.
Nice and easy.
Doing advanced surgery here. He's even got a syringe. The man's got a syringe. I don't know what's got going on over here. They're partying hard over here or something. I'm not quite sure what's going on. But that's the vent. That's the vent. Oh, you guys are waterproofing. I see what you're doing. You guys are going crazy. We got some crazy surgery going on over here. I don't know if I'm allowed in here. I probably should be wearing a mask and gloves. Not quite sure, but...
Take a good deep whiff.
Getting
high already.
All right, guys.
Welcome back, folks. Man, it looked like a good time. Bradley Michael Spence there, who you saw on screen. Check him out. Boulder Denim Jeans. BoulderDenimJeans.com. My goodness, those jeans are comfy. They're stretchy. They're the stretchiest pair of denim that you can get and still call it jeans and not sweatpants. They are so comfortable. They are stylish. They look good. BoulderDenim.com. I think it's BoulderDenim.com. Boulder Denim Jeans. Bradley Michael Spence. Chris Richardson, thank you so much for doing that video with Lance Kasten. I've ridden with that dude. He is Crazy Lance. Crazy Lance with his crazy board. He's a blast to ride with. That dude, I call him crazy because him and Jordan Shallow just send it on these trails. Belly, they fucking fly. Excuse my language.
Oh my God, you're using the F-bombs.
Well, listen, I know we've got a kid. We're going to highlight a child on one of these videos here, very legally so.
If she was at Float Life Fest, from what I understand, I would think that she heard a plenty of
I'm
those.
Sure she did. Richardson dropping Christmas tree knowledge there on the interviews. Great job, Chris. We're going to keep sending and playing those videos to you guys. Each week. This has been so much fun, as it is every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Eastern right here from TTR Studios. This is the voice of One Wheel. Now, you know we do our weekly One Wheel challenges, but I'm going to make a quick announcement. Two of them. Number one, we're going to change it to bi-weekly One Wheel challenges. I've gotten a lot of feedback. People want more time. You got it? We'll do it every 2 weeks. Done. That's
boom.
Done. It's that easy. You want it, you got it. It's, quite frankly, a lot easier on me. I like doing it, but if it's going to get more people to be involved, because I think some people, like, you have to take into account, Belly, like, people don't like camp. Some people want to videotape themselves, but hate maybe technology, cameras, editing software. Editing, they don't like any of that.
But we don't require too much editing. As you'll see in some of the videos we're doing here, it's all one shot from a cell phone.
Yeah, but here's what I think is, you've got...
You just need a camera buddy.
Well, you need a camera buddy, but not a lot of people have that. I don't have that. It's hard to even... I don't want to ask you to go out there. You do enough for me.
But I've helped.
You do enough for us.
That's fine. We need to do more.
Okay, that's true. However, one thing that I think might be pushing people back is some people put together some pretty sick edits in there. Oh.
The dismount to chair.
Did he really dismount to chair? That's amazing.
Boom.
Oh, but he... Oh, but he
didn't stick the... Can landing.
Hey, didn't stick the can. All right, that's pretty good. Who was that?
That was John Palombas.
That's pretty good.
Palombas?
All right, I'll take that.
Sorry
can
if
you
I'm mispronouncing
us-
your name. I'm not really good at pronouncing things, as you all know very well.
I opened the show botching the guest's name. That's number one radio rules 101. Don't do it.
Baney.
Baney. Yeah, Corey Baney. He actually, just one more time. Thanks to him. He did a great job. Yeah. Can you throw us in the corners as we do this?
Sure.
I'd love to be in the corners as we go through this. Who is this? Ryan Hurwitz?
This is Ryan Hurwitz coming up.
Coming
here.
Up strong.
He's got a good little cruise going. I got to remember what the
what is the hotkey
hot
for that?
Hotkey for that.
I think you know it.
I'll figure it.
Guess it.
Out.
You just guess. Oh!
Dismount into a mount.
Did the motor disengage?
That one did disengage. That
now
second
we're
one.
We're talking over what he wanted. First of all, see if you can get us in the corners. Figure it out. You got it.
We're in the corners, my friend.
Oh, I'm watching.
You
got to
watch the wrong
Sorry.
Thing.
Here, shh. Listen to his daughter. I want to cut that up and put it in the intro, like a boss. Okay, now before we do any more, just to take a quick break. First of all, Ryan, phenomenal job. Quick break, back to the intro. I want to highlight again and say thank you to the people who responded to me. I reached out to a couple people and we made a new fun intro.
For those of you who did help us out with that yesterday, that when we were sitting there doing that, we were working on the song.
That's what we were doing. Because it's really awkward to say, hey, this is, you know, Jay and JB, and you're listening to The Voice of One. It's awkward to do that with us watching you, because they did that. A lot of them did that on Skype. And so what's funny is that we're trying to tell them, like, no, trust me. We are looking so much more dumb over here trying to do This Is How We Floatin' in between phone calls. So we feel your pain. We appreciate everybody who did it. Now, I'm going to play it one more time because I think it's worth playing and it's really fun to hear everybody. But what I want to listen for, and Belly, I want you to hear this as well. At the end, right before I start the show, I don't know who this is in the background. That was a good one. I don't know who this is in the background yelling, oh my God, after Rachel Cecile, but I'm keeping it in there for the end of time.
What's up, everybody? This is JB from One Wheel With Me.
I'm Amanda Thompson with the New England One Wheel Network.
This is Jeff McCosker from The Float Life.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
This is Chris Richardson with TCR Studios, and you're listening to
The Voice.
The Voice.
The Voice.
Hey there, this is Rachel Cecil, freestyle champion at Float Life Fest 2, and you're listening to The Voice of One Wheel.
What is that? Oh my God! I don't even know who that is because we were out in the
start
middle
the
of...
show.
Let's go, welcome back, folks. All right, it's been fun with you guys. Let's get back to the weekly One Wheel challenges. And again, oh, Belly, this is The Voice. Here you go. Hold on.
The Voice of One Wheel.
Yeah, that was thrown in there. That was throwing me off. That was throwing me way off.
What do you mean? Here's one more.
Hold on.
I like it. It's in the background. It's subtle, but you have to know it's coming. Like right now, here it is. Wait for it.
The Voice of One Wheel.
That scares me.
I might kill that.
That was you, wasn't it?
No, that's actually Copy. That's Copy's voice. Oh, by the way, Copy, that's your voice.
Really?
Yeah, that's Copy's voice. And I just pitched it down about three steps.
Three?
Yeah, three full steps. Whole steps.
Okay.
All righty. Let's get back to the weekly One Wheel challenges. Who we got? This is, oh, man. I'm not going to say it. I think I almost gave up a little secret there. So I won't say anything further, but this is Isaac, and... You want to take a shot at his name? Oh, I can't
nope.
See.
Ooh, sticks the landing.
Nails it.
Sticks it.
Backflip nailed.
One more time. Just no extra. Perfect.
How do you do that? Like, I know Bodhi can do that.
Don't do that.
Can somebody in the social media lounge pop in right now? Is that the same guy who did the backflip off of the picnic table with Bodhi at Float Life Fest 2?
Probably not. There's probably a bunch of backflippers in this group.
Are you telling me there's multiple backflippers?
Yeah, everyone backflips.
I'm going to wait. I want to know, was that not the same either. Guy who did the backflip with Bodhi? I feel like that was Isaac in the Float Life Fest video that Fat Daddy Robert Schramm put together. And in fact, look at Belly.
This is quite the dismount.
By Fat Daddy Robert Schramm himself.
Whoever shouts... Fat Daddy, right before he's Superman.
I mean, full Superman. And I love that he's just total sense of humor. That's how you got to eat it.
That's a dismount.
That's a dismount, folks. Now, the boar didn't disengage. So, no, I'm just kidding. That is fantastic. Can I get that one more time? I just want to see it in live time. All right. I want to see it in real time. If we can get that one more time, just a full Superman. God, that's funny. Look at his face and how he's just full stoked the whole time. No problem. He's good.
Amanda Crompson in the background there.
Yeah.
What it's up, hard not to spot you.
What's up, Sox? Negative 10. Fantastic. All right, good job there. Awesome. All right, very good.
This is one of your favorites, Luch.
This is my vote for the winner. Can I just make this? No, I can't. I can't. We'll vote at the end. I can't, but I really enjoyed the creativity here. Dopest dismount. This is Keel Hart.
Did the board disengage, though?
I don't think it did. That is a phenomenal job. Keel, well done.
Very well done. That is great.
Well done.
This is my favorite one.
This is your favorite one?
This is my favorite one.
All right.
Because... It comes with the dismount, the style, and the swag. It comes with all the things we need. Let me get it up.
Press pause. Hold on. All right. Pause that. I think Belly just hit on a good point. You got to follow the rules. You do got to follow the rules. Now, I'm not. Can you come back to me real quick? Sorry about that. I know I just killed all of your sequences.
All my momentum.
I've heard a few. Now, this is what I wanted to avoid. I don't want rumblings in the weekly one wheel challenges. Belly, some people have asked us to do private submissions because they don't want people nitpicking other people's submissions. Like, hey, I don't think that one disengaged, or hey, I don't think that, you know, that sex change was should count, or I don't think that start time was right.
Speaking of sex changes, we have a new
man.
Someone told us a very
maybe we'll do that at the end. Yeah. Maybe we'll find that. Rachel Cecil Diesel with 26 in a row.
In a row,
dude. Apparently, when we asked her last week, how many can you get out of 10? She was like,
10 out of 26 out of 26.
You know what? Let me go find out. And the answer was 26 in a row. Oh, my goodness. But what I wanted to say is, I'd prefer not to go to private submissions for weekly one wheel groups just to hide from people having to make comments on the others. I'm not upset with anything that anybody said, but there has been a little bit of kind of nitpicking to whether or not the people have followed my directions in the original post. I'm still going to play it. I'm still going to accept it. You probably just aren't going to win if you didn't follow all the directions. I still want you to submit it. I don't care. Like, in fact, I don't think we have it here, but I want Sean Nelson's. Can we get Sean Nelson's while I'm sitting? Will you find that one eventually? Because that one was really cool, but we couldn't tell when he disengaged the motor, and so he had to go back out and do a second one. I don't want to have to do that. You know, I don't want to nitpick each other. Let us be the nitpickers. You guys just submit and enjoy the videos.
Have fun doing the challenges. That's really my we get out of it is you're going out and doing something new.
For sure. To see you guys take this, I mean, within 30 seconds of posting it, I got a guy doing a backflip while he's waiting for a bus. That's amazing. So let's go ahead and do this. This one's from Lainey Lou. I like this one a lot. This is Belly's choice.
It's for you, Flow Queens.
And it's for the Flow Queens.
Helmet toss. Dance moves.
The helmet is
boom.
Completely unusable now.
Oh, tossing the paper.
That's pretty good, man.
Boom. Flow Queens, your future's bright.
That's pretty good. Round of applause in the social media lounge, please.
Yep.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
That's my choice for winner.
I mean, that's hard to beat.
It had everything disengaged. Total style, super swaggy. I want to play two more, but that's the one that we were choosing for our winner this week. Lainey Lou, you did an awesome job. I don't know why I keep calling her Lainey Lou. Lainey, phenomenal job. I'm not just picking you because you're a kid. You followed the rules. You added some swag. You did it with style. You broke your helmet in the process, but hey, listen, that's
what?
Effort.
Helmet broke?
That helmet's not usable anymore.
Yeah, probably.
You probably can't.
High impact.
Yeah, that's a lot of impact there. But hey, we loved it. You know what? You're getting a free pair of Sidewinders now just because of that submission. Can I see Sean Nelson's, though? I want to see that. Quick runner-up, because all of you who submitted, phenomenal job. I mean, really great job. We love seeing these come through, and we will spread the love each week. What is happening here? I think he's disengaging there and then taking a foot off and riding it unengaged the entire way down the whole hill. But he didn't get off the board, and somebody was like, now, wait a minute.
Did the board ever engage?
Did you technically dismount? It's called dopest dismount. So he went back and did the exact same trick and then just stepped off the board, which was really funny. No one's trying to really nitpick, but I get it. When there's prizes on the line and stuff, you know, people want, you know, rules and all that.
Interesting.
So.
It's an interesting way to get down the hill.
That was creative as AF, you know, creative AF. We love that one from the British Columbia. Sean Nelson himself.
What's the other one I'm looking
for? McCosker. I want to see the we're trying to figure out a way to do two different divisions, and I'm worried that the only way to do it is us to create a website for this, but wouldn't it be cool if we had two divisions, pros and Joes, you know, where McCosker can post this and not and not discourage people? Belly's down. Show yourself.
Nope. See ya. Bye. Bye. That's so good. He's so good.
You know what's funny? I'm going to say some I will blaspheme right now. I can do that. I think I can do that. Challenge accepted. I will go out there and I will do it today. I'm pulling that one off. I love that creativity. Jeff, way to go, man. Phenomenal.
That was great.
Like, very good.
We're not worthy.
We're not worthy. But I don't want that to discourage, because that comes in. And you know what? Thanks to Jeff for, I mean, honestly, he sent me that first. And I said, you damn right you put that in the group. I don't want people to be discouraged just because somebody puts out something crazy. That's okay. We still want you to do these, because it's really cool to see other options. I want to try what Jeff just did. I'm not doing the backflip. Sorry, Isaac. But I want to try Laney's with the cartwheel. I'm not going to throw my helmet, but I want to give it a shot. Who was that? David, show him. I'm for it. This is Vanderhoek. We don't know how to say his name, so that's how we say it. This one's badass, and he didn't... Well, have fun. I won't ruin it.
Dismount.
Dismount. Phenomenal job. I mean, we just love seeing these, so keep sending them. We're loving it. And if you're wondering where the hell where you can participate, again, it's on Facebook. It's just a group. It's an open group. Just ask to join. I accept everybody. I haven't had any issues with anybody being ridiculous or having to boot anybody or warn anybody. Everyone's been super fun, super kind, super supportive. It's like a room full of karaoke. You can't have a good time unless everybody's on the same page. No one's going to make fun of you for trying something outside of your comfort zone. In fact, that's what we're here for. We're trying to improve your skills. And starting very, very soon, I know I've been saying it, but now we actually have two people helping us out that I want to shout out towards the end here. It's first of all, Jonathan Stock and Chris Richardson, both of them helping out. We are sponsoring Chris. I'm going to get him a t-shirt at some point here as soon as I get off my ass and to the UPS store. But we're excited to have Chris on our writing team, and we want to promote anything that he's doing. He's going to be giving... What we're going to have him do is, I needed help getting organized. I'm not the most organized person on the planet. And Jonathan Stock has been kind enough. We're feeling for him, man. The dude is, I don't know how much he wants me to talk about this on air, but he's dealing with some chronic pain in his body, which is causing some problems with the way to ride, and that sucks. That sucks, and I feel for him. And it's just been awesome, because I want to get him involved any way that we can, you know, whether it's riding or outside of it. And he has been incredibly helpful, helping me get things organized. We have, like, guests for the next 6 weeks and prizes, like, locked in on a PDF. And now I can get Chris Richardson to organize a tip video for something that correlates to the weekly one-wheel challenges each week, even though we're going to do bi-weekly. So lots more organization coming up with it, which I think will help people just make things a lot easier for you guys to post and just feel like you're a part of this. That's the whole point of it. Thank you to both of them. Very much thank you to both of them. Belly, what do you got in the social media lounge right now? I'm going to pull something up. If you could filibuster here for about 30 seconds.
Well, the social media lounge has been great as always, per typical. I mean, it's hard not to be when there's so much stoke in there all the time. But let's see. MCs can't win two pro.
Do you want to speak to a minute to why they're your people and not my people? He claims you guys. He takes ownership to you.
I mean,
he doesn't let me talk to you.
For me, I believe it's because I am the gatekeeper to their comments, and I try and get them in. Today, I wasn't very good at getting their comments in, to be honest.
We had a lot going on
today.
Trying
to get everything going, but everyone's always supportive in there, and they're not just supportive of me. They are supportive of the show, the Looch, all the videos that we get put in. There's never negativity in this social media lounge, which is the best part about it. And getting in there, if you can ever join us live, if you haven't before, if you're watching this post, then just one day when you can find the time, if say you have a 3-day, you sneak off for a week on vacation, just join us in the social media lounge for 1 hour out of that week, and you'll find out how much fun it can be because of the people that are in there.
Shout out to our VIPs on the Patreon over there helping support us with what we're doing here right here at TTR Studios. Remember, it's patreon.com/TTR Studios LLC. Once you're Jonathan Stock, hold on, they need tunes for this. They need tunes for this, Belly.
Tunes. What? It's always this.
Get out of here.
Tune it.
Get out of here. Once you're Jonathan Stock, Chris Richardson, Keel Hart, Tom Plevel, One Wheel Nation. Chris Richardson, thank you guys. We appreciate you guys as our VIPs. And then, of course, I've got to get to once a year, Troy Hendrick. And Hendrick and Henry Law in Floatlanta, Georgia, is fighting for the rights of one-wheelers, e-skaters, bicyclists, and all personal transportation devices. So if you've been injured or you're fighting the law from a citation or arrest, hit up www.hendrickhenrylaw.com or message Once Year on Facebook. That's www.hendrickhenrylaw.com. Belly, we gotta go! Get us out of here, homie!
That's us. We gotta go. It's Tuesday. That means you can join us tomorrow on Looch Dog in the Morning.
Yes.
10 a.m.
Yes.
Do it. Do it.
See you there.
Do it.
We've had fun with you guys today. Thanks for hanging out with us. This is the voice of One Wheel right here from TTR Studios. It's Looch and Belly. We'll see you tomorrow. Looch Dog in the Morning, everybody. Have a great day.